children, you must be aware about the elections that goes on in our country. People enthusiastically vote for their candidates. So, democracy is not just people electing their rulers. The rulers too have to follow certain rules and procedures. They have to work with and within institutions. So, this chapter is about working of such institutions in a democracy. We are going to learn how political institutions, that is, the legislatures, the executives and the judiciary, works, how major decisions are taken and implemented, and if a dispute arises, then how it is resolved. So to understand this, let me give you an example of an office memorandum, which was issued by the Government of India on August 13, 1990. This order was signed by an officer from the Department of Personnel and Training in the Ministry of Personal Public Grievances and Pensions. This order became a source of controversy for several years. After independence, the benefits of job reservation was available only to Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribe. But this office memorandum announced a third category called SEBC. That is, socially and economically backward classes. Now they would get 27% of job reservations. So, who decides to issue this memorandum? Clearly, such a big decision could not have been taken by the person who signed that document. The officer was merely implementing the instructions given by the Minister of Personal, Public Grievances and Pensions, of which the department was a part. Let's find out who were involved in taking this decision regarding the office memorandum. In 1979, Government of India had appointed the Second Backward Classes Commission headed by B.P. Mandal to determine the criteria to identify the socially and educationally backward classes in India. This commission put forth their report and recommendations in 1980. One of these was that 27% of government jobs should be reserved for SEBC. When Janata Dal won the Lok Sabha election in 1989, its leader V.P. Singh, who was the then Prime Minister, informed both the houses of the Parliament to implement Mandal Commission. People of our country reacted strongly. It led to widespread protest and counter-protest, some of which were even violent. Some people thought that it is unfair as this would deny equality of opportunity to those who did not belong to backward communities. They would be denied jobs even though they could be more qualified. Some felt that this would perpetuate caste feelings among people and hamper national unity. But there were others who felt that existence of inequalities among people of different caste in India necessitated job reservations. They felt this would give a fair opportunity to those communities who so far had not adequately been represented in government employment. Some persons and associations opposed to this order filed a number of cases in the courts. They appealed to the courts to declare the order invalid and stop its implementation. The Supreme Court of India bunched all these cases together. This case was known as the Indira Sahane and others versus Union of India case. 11 judges of the Supreme Court heard arguments of both the sides. By a majority, the Supreme Court judges in 1992 declared that this order of the Government of India was valid. At the same time, the Supreme Court asked the government to modify its original order. It said that well-to-do persons among the backward classes should be excluded from getting the benefits of reservations. So in this way, another office memorandum was issued on 8 September 1993 and the dispute came to an end. So by this example, what we understand is the importance of political institutions. We saw firstly how the Prime Minister and the Cabinet Ministers has taken important policy decisions. Secondly, we have seen how civil servants are responsible for implementing the decisions. And then we saw how Supreme Court as an institution took up the case and solved the disputes. In the next module, we will see the powers and functions of these political institutions. Thank you, children.